Hey everyone, welcome back to Affirmations for Distractible Minds, Focus Without Force. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and if you're anything like me, sometimes that little voice in your head feels like a chorus of doubters. You know, the one whispering, you can't do it, or, who are you kidding? Well, guess what? That voice isn't always right. Today, we're tackling something super important. Building self-confidence with affirmations. Because let's face it, in a world that constantly throws curveballs and demands perfection, a little boost of self-belief can go a long way. Ever feel like you're running on autopilot, just going through the motions? Or maybe you have this amazing idea but you hesitate to share it because you worry about what others will think. We've all been there, but here's the thing, confidence isn't something you're born with. It's a muscle that needs to be flexed, nurtured, and strengthened. And guess what? Affirmations are like weights for your self-belief. Now, before we dive in, let's get real. I know what you might be thinking. Affirmations? Isn't that a bit too woo-woo for me? Trust me, it's not about chanting random phrases hoping they magically transform your life. It's about consciously choosing words that empower you, uplift you, and challenge those negative self-talk patterns. Think of affirmations as little pep talks for your inner critic, helping you rewire your brain to see yourself in a more positive light. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you harness the power of affirmations. First off, make it personal. Generic affirmations like, I am confident, might not resonate as deeply as something specific to your situation. Maybe you're starting a new job or working on a challenging project. Your affirmations should reflect those unique experiences and goals. Instead of, I am confident, try something like, I am capable of mastering this new skill, or, I trust myself to make the right decisions. Second, keep it positive. Ditch the negative language. It's not about denying challenges, but reframing them in a way that empowers you. Instead of saying, I won't fail, try something like, I am resilient and capable of overcoming any obstacle. Remember, your words have power, so choose wisely. Third, be specific. Vague affirmations like, I am successful, don't pack the same punch as something more concrete. What does success look like for you? Is it landing that dream job, finishing a marathon, or simply feeling more content with your life? Get specific about your goals and craft affirmations that align with them. Fourth, repeat, repeat, repeat. Affirmations aren't a one-time fix. They work best when you integrate them into your daily routine. Think of it like brushing your teeth. You wouldn't just do it once and expect pearly whites forever, right? Finally, believe it. This is the most important part. Affirmations are only effective if you truly believe in what you're saying. If you doubt the words, your subconscious mind will pick up on that and undermine their power. So, when you repeat those affirmations, really feel them. Visualize yourself succeeding, embody the qualities you want to cultivate, and trust that you have the power to create positive change in your life. Let me share a quick story with you. I once had this friend who was terrified of public speaking. Every time she had to give a presentation, her heart would race, her palms would sweat, and her mind would go blank. She tried everything, deep breaths, visualization techniques, even bribery. But nothing seemed to work. Then, she started using affirmations. She started telling herself things like, I am a confident and capable speaker, and, my voice is clear and engaging. She repeated these affirmations daily, really believing in the words. Guess what? Over time, her fear gradually faded away, replaced by a newfound sense of confidence and competence. Now, she's a sought-after public speaker, inspiring others with her passion and presence. So, my friends, remember this. Building self-confidence is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, effort, and consistent practice. But with affirmations as your guiding compass, you can navigate the path to greater self-belief, unlock your full potential, and live a more fulfilling life. Remember those 5 key takeaways? Personalize them, keep it positive, be specific, repeat consistently, and most importantly, believe in the power of your words. Take action today. Start crafting some powerful affirmations that resonate with you. Write them down, say them out loud, and visualize yourself embodying those qualities. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little boost of confidence. Let's spread the love and empower each other to shine. Until next time, keep your minds focused and your spirits high.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.